I've been around the world in a pouring rain, feeling out of place, really feeling strange. Take me to a place where they know my name. When I was a kid, decades ago, I used to travel the world over, but I had to do it vicariously, by reading travel sections of local Sunday newspapers, or by collecting stamps and coins. My desire, if not due to some internal psychological need for travel, probably started innocently enough with that stamp collection. I remember that some of the most beautiful stamps were from countries with names like Nyasaland, the Cayman Islands, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanatuva. Some of those countries have disappeared in the 21st century, and others have become independent. American stamps were also quite fascinating. In my imagination, they took me to such faraway places as the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone National Park, Yosemite, Bryce Canyon. From my stamps, I also got lots of history lessons about wars and treaties and presidents, all because of my postage stamp collection. Stamps often carry lasting messages to the people who buy them as well as to the people who receive them. People collect stamps in a neatly organized album or piled up in the top drawer of a desk. Stamps have become big business for postal services around the globe. You can find, for example, U.S. presidents on stamps of countries that seem to have only one thing to export. Stamps of U.S. presidents, movie stars, or Walt Disney characters, World Cup matches, sports figures, and the like. Stamps that deal with the natural environment present only the prettiest side of nature. National parks, butterflies, birds, fish, animals, and even different types of coral. However, many countries that print beautiful stamps of nature, that pay homage to flora and fauna, have laws in place that allow the wanton exploitation and destruction of the very environments that they so beautifully and proudly portray on their postage stamps. There are very few examples of exceptions, but a few do exist. During a trip to Moscow, I came across two stamps that focused on environmental problems. Disasters, really. One was a Chernobyl stamp printed in the late 1980s. Another was an ecology stamp that portrayed the drying up of the Aral Sea, in which, at that time, was part of Soviet Central Asia. I was surprised to find that a government had actually immortalized some of its major environmental disasters on its postage stamps. What a novel idea. Isn't it time for all governments to stamp their environmental problems? Here's an idea I have for an idea bank. For example, the U.S. Postal Service could print stamps of the environmental problems that its society has faced. Love Canal, the 42 environmental hotspots in the Great Lakes, the clear cutting of forests in the Pacific Northwest, oil spill like the one in the Gulf of Mexico now, the effects of the destruction of wetlands, Three Mile Island, nuclear waste disposal, landfills, global warming, the ozone hole, the horrific consequences of landmine proliferation, and so forth. Other countries could stamp their disasters as well. Putting these issues in front of the public on a daily basis in a medium that many of us collect, especially young people, could help to educate the American public and people around the globe, including policymakers, on the fragility of the Earth's surface. So I call on governments around the globe to acknowledge their environmental mistakes in the hope that lessons will be learned and passed on to future generations. Take me to a place where they know my name, 'cause I'm